The Prentice Alta Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimetimeSports.com.
And we continue here from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, where the 9 o'clock crowd is faded out. Then we'll have another one, another rush here in a few minutes, and come down and enjoy breakfast here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner welcomes Jessica Jackson of the Blackman Blaze. And the Lady Blaze are off to a pretty good start. And I think a lot of people at the end of the year, you know, you lost some really good key players and some really, you know, strong part of your program. But you've had some young ones come up. And I think that's kind of the way it is all around the district right now this year.
Yeah, I think, you know, everybody's got a bunch of new faces, and we've definitely got a new identity. But our young kids are coming in, and they're playing hard, and they're practicing hard. And we got two really good seniors that are leading us and setting examples. And so we're just trying to all gel and learn every game. And it's fun. It's fun to see these new kids, you know, these younger kids get a chance to play. They've kind of been sitting on the bench, you know, and watching the past year or so. And, you know, we graduate several seniors last year, and now it's kind of their turn. So we're excited about it.
Chad has always had a knack about him of getting some people in, especially when they're young, in brief minutes, or to give them some kind of situation where they have to react, even with teams that he's had that have been very talented. Micah was one of those girls, and she received more and more playing time as she as the year increased and her minutes increased, and really contributed last year. So she's another one, I guess, you kind of came in this year counting on too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes it's hard for us to remember that Micah is a sophomore, because she did contribute to us last year, and she's getting better, and she's one of those players that's got so much potential and so much room to grow, and we're just, you know, that's our job, to try and help her, you know, get the most out of her potential, and every game and every practice she's getting a little bit better, and I don't think she knows how good she can be. We do, but I don't think that she realizes that yet. So as a sophomore, she's coming in, she gives us great athleticism, great length on defense, she really works hard. She was all over the floor last night diving for balls, and, you know, that's all we can ask. And then after that, you know, we just help them grow, you know, we just develop, you know.
And you've got some freshmen helping you. I mean, you know, you've had to go down to the freshman end, but they're helping.
We have. We've got three freshmen that dress with us on varsity. One that starts with Alex Johnson. The other two, Angel and KK, they practice hard for us in practice. We've got 11 on varsity, so, you know, they're full-time in practice. Garden, our best players in Garden, you know, Chelsea on the ball and really working her and getting her better. And they're going to have their time too, and they're going to be one of those, you know, Micah situations, hopefully, that we can throw them in when we can this year, and that they can sit there and learn our system. And then next year, you know, there'll be spots to fill again, and it's looking good.
Oh, we were looking over the roster, and I said Courtney Cox is played 7 years at Blackman High School, and she's another one that has just improved and gotten better each and every year, and has really become a force. And you talked about their leadership, but it really is important for those young kids to have somebody that knows the game and has played, and that senior leadership is so important. And also to perform as well. That's a lot of load on two seniors, but if anybody could handle it, I know those two could.
Right. Well, it's vital. I mean, it's you know, Chad and I, you know, we can sit there and tell them, this is what you've got to do. This is how hard you've got to work. This is what it takes to survive in this district. But when their own teammates and you know, players they look up to, players that have been there that can say, look, I know where you've been. I know where you know, I've been doing this for 4 years. It's, you know, they respond differently to that. It's, you know, it's not just, oh, coach is always saying that. You know, when they can hear it and see it from other people, and, you know, especially from those seniors, it makes a world of difference.
Off to a really good start, and you don't want to put too much in non-district, but last night a loss, and if there can be something, I guess you play your schedule to try to learn and try to teach as you go early, and before you get ready for that January month, but it was a loss, but one that I think people are really, I may be surprised, but you gave Mount Juliet all they wanted.
We did. You know, we were down at half, I think, by 2 points. We came out strong. We came out hard on defense. You know, that's something that we always take pride in, something that we want to stress first is on the defensive end. We try to outwork our opponents. We try pressuring the ball and getting up and staying fundamental on defensive end, and then, you know, try to make it work out on the offensive end. So we gave them a good run. You know, Kaya's just so tough inside, and our players battled with her all night, and she had a little run in the second half, and they're so patient. And, you know, Mount Juliet's really, really good at what they do, and they've been doing the same offense, you know, for the past – I don't know how many years, and they're really good at it. So you really, really have to be committed on defense to play them in. And, you know, we did a good job. We're never satisfied with the loss. But our kids played really hard, and it's definitely a game that we can learn some stuff from, watch some game film, you know.
And you've got a game tonight.
Brentwood Academy, yeah.
So is it important to get as many games at this time of year because there is such a break, and I don't know what your Christmas schedule it looks like, but you're planning on a trip to White County. Brian's one of his favorite stomping grounds and drive to White County to get them some more playing time. But it's really difficult to kind of get a rhythm at Christmas time, is it?
It is, because, you know, you do. You have to, you know, everybody needs the time with the family, and we definitely want to do that, and we like spending.
And you need time with
that's
family.
Right.
Yeah.
And Chad's, you know, got the first Christmas with Eli this year, so I know he's excited about that. And, you know, so they deserve some time off. They've been working really hard since November 1st, and we've played a lot of games, and, you know, they deserve a little time off, some time to get their legs back under them. The kind of ball we play, you know, it's strenuous, and it's tiring on your body, and so we give them a couple days off, and then we're headed to White County, play some really good teams. Clark Range is down there, Grundy County.
Well, that's a talent. I mean,
Cumberland,
they've been
County,
for years.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll get to play some good, tough, strong girls that, you know, have had a basketball in their hands since they were born.
And,
you know,
and
a little different. Physical, you know, strong, most of them, most of the time those teams play hard. They rebound well. They shoot the ball well. So it'll be a good little change for us. We'll go down to White County and play some teams that we're, you know, sometimes you stay here, you end up playing the same team over and over, it seems like, or watching the same team. So this will give us a little something different to watch and a little something different to play against. And so we're excited about going over there.
And the next time we talk with you guys, I guess we'll be talking district basketball. And it is a – I've talked to Coach Wild this morning, and you've got some teams that are really young but really talented. And we even were watching Siegel the other night, and they're really young, but they are going to get better as the year progresses, and I guess that's true with all of you guys.
Yeah, I think it is. I think a lot of us are kind of in the same boat. You know, we're all getting better. I think we're a lot better than we were even four or five games ago, and I'm sure that's true for everybody else. And so everybody's young, everybody's developing right now, and it's going to be fun. This district's always fun. It's always competitive. It's always interesting. And, you know, as a coach, you have to prepare your team, and you can't take anybody for granted, which, you know, makes it fun for us, but it also makes it tiring.
Yeah, it's Oakland's improved. Smyrna, it's there's not going to be an easy night, is there?
No, there's not.
You got to be ready to play.
Absolutely, absolutely.
There was one thing that I wanted to mention to you about, and we'll talk about Chad since he's not here.
Okay.
And if he's listening, that's okay, because I'm not going to be that ugly. But you were talking about the defensive end of it, and the few years that I've been doing some games, and I always notice that your girls, whether take away the offense completely, you are always mentally prepared for the most part, the times that I've seen defensively, and you have won games with your defense. And people a lot of times think, well, you know, but I have seen games where I would think you're not going to win this game.
Yeah.
And defensively, you win it.
Right. And our girls know. I mean, even last night, you know, we hold a very good Mount Juliet team to 44 points. Still came up on the short end, but that's, I think, the lowest number that they've scored all year. But our kids know that playing defense is not an option for them. If they want time on the floor, we stress that in practice. We can deal with missed shots. We can deal with some breakdowns on offense. We can coach them through that and help them through that. But the defensive end, we teach them, and they know they have to bring it every night, and they do. And when they do that, when all five of them collectively do that, we put some pressure on people.
It's a really tribute to Coach Hibden in the fact that he gets the most out of his players, and you all have over the years have had some struggles offensively, and haven't had that big maybe scorer down low. But last year you really had a really good year, and I know there was some disappointment there, but I guess that had to help these two seniors that are coming back and made them hungrier than they were if they weren't. They were already hungry, so I'm sure this has really inspired them a lot for this year.
Yeah. You know, Coach Hibden, Chad does a great job coaching, especially on the defensive end. You know, we mix it up a lot. We're very versatile. Our kids really understand what their job is, and he does a great job of getting them motivated, and you know, they want to play hard, and they like playing defense. I'd say the majority of our girls would say if they only got to play one or the other, you know, they enjoy playing defense because, you know, they are good at it, and they enjoy mixing up and giving people a hard time, you know, on it. Those two seniors, I mean, they're special players. They've been through a lot. They've seen a lot. They've been in a lot of big games. And we've told them, you know, it's important for them to share those experiences with those young ones because, you know, a lot of them don't know. You know, some of them were playing middle school ball this time last year.
And they're really unselfish, too. I used to get so aggravated at Amy sometimes last year because she would pass up shots to pass to somebody else. And really just always have been unselfish, every Blackman team that I've seen.
We definitely, whenever we win, it's always a team win, and the same thing for a loss. And last night was no different. Everybody chipped in. Everybody, you know, played really hard. We missed some shots. We broke down a couple times, but, you know, they've always got each other's back, and we've told them, you know, as long as you know your teammates got your back and we've got your back, you know, we'll work through stuff, and that effort is just all we ask, and they do a great job at it, and they're really fun to coach.
Off to a good start. District race starts around January 6th for you guys against Laverne, and I know you all are going to be ready to have another good year. Tell Chad I really don't want to go to Walker Valley or Bradley Central in a driving rainstorm, okay?
So we'll see. We've
managed to make that trip twice with you guys, and fortunately successful too.
Yes,
so that's a good thing.
I was gonna say we'll drive it again if we can come back with a W. Then we'll take the trip.
And you're driving.
That's
you drive
right.
The bus.
I get to drive the bus to White County.
You can make that call. You can tell them we're not going there.
Yeah.
So. All right, Jessica.
Hey.
It's good to talk to you again, good luck to you and the Lady Blaze this year. I think off to another good start, and going to have another successful season at Blackman High School. And when we come back, we are going to have Alan Bush of the Seagull Stars. Brian Barrett's going to be talking to him as we continue with the Prentice Office of Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Stay with us.